Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a TV theme song Thursday, the final hour of the program. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, Rob G.
Yes, sir.
I know we just had an update by Steve DeSager. People might be just joining us. Can you give us an update on the game?
Absolutely. Big story in the game so far is actually an injury. Nyheim Hines, the backup running back for the Indianapolis Colts, filling in for Jonathan Taylor, knocked out early in the game with a concussion. So that would make it two straight Thursday nights in a row that we've had a player knocked out with a head injury.
Yeah, that is, the injury thing is a part of the NFL, but man, it takes a lot away, doesn't it?
It really does. And but I will give credit to the medical staffs here in this game. Unlike the situation with Tua, even going back to the Buffalo game a couple of weeks ago, as soon as they saw him wobbling out on his feet, there were three different medical personnel running right towards him. There was no, hey, he's shaking it off. Right. It looks like he's, you know, kind of moving the cobwebs around. Like, no, they were right on top of him. It looked like he was talking. He wanted to talk his way into either keep playing or allowing himself to at least give himself a moment. And they were right on top of him saying, nope, we are going to hold you up here. We're going to assist you off the sidelines, take you right to the locker room. And he has already been ruled out with a concussion.
Well, you know, they're extra careful now because they got criticized so badly and they don't want to be held, what, liable, right?
Exactly.
I mean, they have to do whatever they can, even if they overdo it, Rob G, at this point. But another snoozer for a primetime game. Okay?
Absolutely. I mean,
6-0.
6-0, middle
Who's
of the second
pitching?
Quarter.
I mean, seriously, Rob G. 6-0.
It's not. I mean, what I was talking to Chris earlier in the show, middle of the first quarter during a commercial break, and I was telling him I'm so frustrated as a football fan. I mean, bad football is bad football. You talked about it to open the right. show. It is what it is. But we've gotten this Russell Wilson-led Denver Broncos team on primetime, what, 3 times now?
They've overdone it.
They've been terrible. Hating?
No, he's
been
right. terrible.
You are hating. No, he's hating because he's a Raiders fan.
No, Russell Wilson has been bad, Chris. Let's
yeah,
admit it.
Yeah, but they put him on there because he's a star.
Yeah, but they gave us too much of it.
He hasn't been good, but he's hating because he's a star. He's a star against your weak, downtrodden. What
the
Raiders?
They could have put the Raiders out there, and if they were playing like this, I'd be like, we don't need to see them this many times.
You wouldn't have said that. You would have been like,
yeah,
"Oh, great, my boys are on national TV all the time."
Because even though I'm a fan, and I know this is crazy for me to reveal, pull back the curtain a little bit, I'm a huge Raider fan. I'm a huge Laker fan. I'm a root for my team till I die. But I can separate my fandom from my professional workplace. Chris,
you think you can.
How many times did we talk off air last basketball season where I'm telling you guys, man, these Lakers suck. It's terrible to watch.
I don't remember any.
You're a fibber. I thought you were a man of the cloth. That's how you do me.
Yeah, do you remember any, Rob?
No, we talked about the Lakers because I was always ripping on
him. He was all, as soon as I'd call him for the meeting, he'd be like, man, your team sucks. I'm like, I know.
And I would be like, they haven't won back-to-back games in 4 months, Rob G.
He'd be like, hey, you see that Russell Westbrook video I sent you? He is so bad. He hit the backboard again.
I will admit, these Denver games have not been exciting.
They have been terrible.
All of them. Seattle, San Francisco, this one. I mean, they have, because they can't score in the red zone. They can't score touchdowns. That's the problem. I mean, it's been bad.
The only thing worse is the baseball commissioner muddying the water with the home run king. God, that's the only thing terrible.
Do we have sound of him, Rob G?
Do we have that?
Right. This is Rob Manfred. He was on Get Up on ESPN this morning talking with Mike Greenberg about the home run king situation. Here he is.
Well, the record books say what they say. I think that over the history of the game, there have been different eras. The ball performed differently. The equipment was different. And I think the best way to handle it is let fans make their own judgment as to what records are most significant to them.
What?
No, 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 Chris. You hear me? No. If I was the commissioner, I would say, Mike, look in the record books of Major League Baseball. Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs. He's a home run king. Period.
Right.
Period. I'm sorry. That's what it is. And until we change it, he's the home run king.
Thank you. He hit
more home runs than anybody else. And if I'm Greenberg, I push back. Would you ever think about considering changing it because we don't believe in asterisks, but changing it and not making him the home run king or something like that, and put him on the spot. Fans get to pick. Fans don't get to pick, Chris, who's who. We acknowledge Babe Ruth's home runs when he hit 60, and he was the all-time home run king, and he never played against black or Latin players. Did we diminish it? No. We accepted it. Did we not?
Right.
Sandy Koufax, Bob Gibson. Chris, they pitched on the high mound.
Yep.
They lowered it after 1968 because one guy hit over 300. It was an advantage to the pitchers. Do we take away Sandy Koufax's dominance?
Koufax might be the best pitcher ever.
Right. Or Bob Gibson, who pitched during that era, Chris, had a 1.12 ERA.
Right.
We accept it.
People talk about that Gibson ERA, Rob.
It's incredible.
Like it wasn't on a high mound.
Right.
I mean, when people rave about what Gibson did that season, more often than not, they don't mention a high mound. Am I right?
Never mentioned, Chris.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's just like, can you believe what he did? You know?
And you know what? And that's not, we're not here to rip Bob Gibson, okay?
No, Chris, he's great.
That was the mound that he was pitching on, okay? What do you want to do? You ready for his record? He was 22-9, Chris, with a 1.12 ERA, 268 strikeouts, and in 34 appearances. He won the Cy Young, he won the Gold Glove, and he won the MVP award. He was unbelievable.
That's incredible. Well, Rob, I agree with you. And the way you said it, too, that's the – like, with that type of attitude, with that type of base.
Right.
That's how it need. That's how Rob – I don't mean be mad, you know, get in an argument with Greenberg and all that.
No.
But go up there strong. Mike, this is the record. Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs. That's the record, period.
No, what about –
That's the record.
Fans could say whether they don't like Barry Bonds.
What? He could have said exactly what you said. And he kind of alluded to it. We had a dead ball there, Mike. Do we judge pitchers differently than now? We had a segregated era where half of the best players in the world weren't even allowed to play in the league.
Exactly.
Would Babe Ruth have done what he did? Ty Cobb done what he did? If they had played against black players? We don't know. But, Rob, we know there was a contemporary that could rival Babe Ruth, Josh Gibson.
Yep. And
we, he gets no hardly any love from the mainstream baseball community.
No, and it was the steroid era. You know what? We had the segregation era, Chris, dead ball era, high mound era. What else you want me to tell you? And there was a steroid era.
Right. And he could have been like, and look, I'm not absolving Barry Bonds at all, but – just as many pitchers, if not
more,
were doing it than hitters. Like, he could have – he just – whatever he was going to say, he needed to say it with conviction. And that's kind of Rob Manfred in general, Rob. Like, he's not a guy that, you know what I mean, speaks with a lot of conviction.
No, and you – and Chris, that would have been the pushback when all I would have said was Barry Bonds is the home run king. And if I got any kind of pushback, I would say, hey, Greeny – You want to go check the I'll have you go check the Mitchell Report in another book that shows you how many pitchers were using the juice tube back then.
Right.
And so if you could tell me, or I would say if you could tell me that Barry Bonds was the only player in that era using juice, then I'm with you. But I don't think you can, and I don't think you could tell me how many people were using it. You can't tell me that. So because we don't know that, it stands, and that's what it is.
Rob, I'm going to say, and I look, before I even get to this point, I've heard a lot, I mentioned it yesterday, I've heard a lot of great writers kind of advocate for this post-2005 record. And I'm like, what? That makes no sense to me.
Zero.
How in the world would you do something? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what? I mean, really? Like, I hate to keep saying it, but I'm baffled by it.
You know what? Jeff Passan from ESPN put out, there's no discussion. Bonds hit 73, and Aaron Judge had an unbelievable season and hit 62.
Right.
That's the end of the discussion.
No, what more? No doubt. No doubt. I mean, it is what it is. And, Rob, I'm going to say this. We know how strong the players' union is in MLB. And I've said this for a long time, Rob. This is not new. The play, if they really want to get steroids and PEDs out of the game, all you got to do is you're banned for life, or at the very least, you could even say you're banned for 5 years. First time you're banned for 5 years. Second time you're out. Period.
Right. Right. Because a five-year layoff would kill you. Right.
Right. Hurt you. Or your contract's not guaranteed.
It's null and void.
Null and void. I mean that, and I gotta get on the Players Association because the union won't let. Everything I hear, Rob, is they won't let that happen. So if you really are against PEDs. Which I think the players should be because the guys that aren't using it are at a disadvantage, then put in that type of strong language, and Rob, we won't have to deal with this again.
No, I agree, but they know if you spread that, Chris, to this day, and this is what bothers me the most, is there's a Mitchell report out there, Chris, with 150 names. But all they talk about is Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa, and Gary Sheffield. Chris, 150. If they pulled the curtain back from that, people would have their feelings hurt. I'm telling you. 150 out of 800? That's a lot of players on that list.
And Rob, look at your boy Tatis Jr.
Yep.
Now, honestly, and this is probably archaic thinking on a lot of people's parts, but we tend to think of guys that are really big. You know what I mean?
And he's skinny
Bonds
as a rail.
And McGwire. Right. You never would have looked at him and thought he's doing something like that.
Nope.
So you don't, I mean, you just don't know.
That's why every time they bring up Barry Bonds and his head size or whatever, Chris, it's like, first of all players get bigger as they get older. We carry, you know, you carry weight. I mean, we could look at everybody. Go look at Roger Clemens in Boston when he started out as a pitcher, struck out 21 batters. He was skinny.
Right.
So you do pick up weight. But
I mean,
Tatis,
I do think it's relevant, his size. You know, he,
no, but I'm just saying,
really
but
big.
You can, but that doesn't automatically mean is what
right,
I'm saying.
Right, that you're on, or that if you're small, it doesn't mean you're not on.
Exactly. That's my point, is that you can't really tell just by size.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, I just thought Manfred should have been much stronger, Rob. As the commissioner, as the caretaker of the game, I mean, we're given, you and I are given Bonds the record, you know, not giving it to him, but we're acknowledging it because we're saying baseball is the main, they're the number one arbiter of all things baseball. Period. Doesn't matter what so-and-so thinks. Doesn't matter what this guy over there thinks. What does MLB say? That's the only reason we're acknowledging it.
Exactly. And
he should
MLB
stand by it.
Right. MLB has it as the record. So that there should be, if the commissioner can't say that, then there's a problem.
Thank you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of a live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. I'm telling you, it's the most versatile grill you'll ever own. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime warranty. You can't beat that. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. And get a lifetime warranty. Free home delivery. BigGreenEgg.com. What was that, Rod? Starsky and Hutch or something?
What was that?
It's clearly from the
70s.
Is that was it Starsky and Hutch?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Wow.
Starsky and Hutch, wow.
I just knew it was the 70s.
Money.
Yeah, those TV shows from the 70s, that music was pretty standard, don't you think?
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Definitely. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Rob Manfred's kind of soft defense of
soft
Barry
shoe,
Bonds,
right? He did a soft shoe act, soft no shoe. Doubt. All right, Dennis in Akron, our guy. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dennis?
What's up, fellas? Hey, you're hitting it out of the park again tonight, boys.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Now, as for Rob Manfred, listen, I don't care what sports you're playing. Don't care what kind of steroids you take. You have to have some sort of God-given ability to be able to play one of these sports. As much as we may not like it, as much as we may not agree with it, Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs in 2001. He also had a slugging average of 880, which is the highest in baseball history. Until that record is passed or surpassed, he will continue to be the all-time home run leader in a season as well as a career. So that's all there basically is to it. I mean, Jose Canseco once said his brother used the same steroids as he did, used the same weight, same bat.
And wasn't good.
Never helped his game whatsoever. Right. So it goes to show you have to have some sort of God-given ability to be able to do it. Now, it's true. Now, I give my hat to him, 62, great. He broke the record in the American League, but Barry Bonds still holds it.
No doubt.
Well said, Dennis. Right, if you didn't want this to be an issue,
You should have done something back then.
Right. And they didn't do anything, so it is right. What it is. Carl in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Carl?
Yeah, what's up? I agree. Barry Bonds is a home run king. You know, everybody was just looking for a reason to go at him. Roger Maris Jr., who had that tweeted out.
Right.
They're showing shade at Barry. Come on, man. You need hand-eye coordination to hit that ball. Last I checked, steroids don't help with that at all.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
It's harder than that. I'm not going to say
they're not a benefit, though.
No,
I hear you. I agree. You can't. I couldn't take that stuff, and all of a sudden, I'm hitting home runs.
Well, the other thing too is, why can't we just one thing? I want factor in the pitchers using it as well. If you're going to say it helped Barry to hit the ball farther, didn't it help these guys who were throwing a ball, Chris, over 100 miles an hour like we've never seen before in baseball?
Yeah, doubt.
That's what I'm saying.
So I think with Barry, with anybody for that matter, if it put 30 feet, 40 feet, who knows, 20 feet on your fly ball, that's the difference between a fly out and a home run.
Yeah, but
so there's a reason that he hit 73.
But what's the
Can we agree with that?
Okay, but what's the difference with it's the only time he hit over 50 in his whole time
right.
career was one time. And he was using steroids longer than just that one season. So that's the other point.
I acknowledge he's the record holder, and that's fine. I'm just saying I'm not going to sit here and act like steroids didn't help him out. Like, I think we're going too far the other way if we want to act like that didn't matter.
What I'm trying to say is the guy he was facing it was on juice as well.
Sometimes, but still, all things being equal, he would have hit 73?
All I'm saying is it's hard to make that judgment because he was on an equal playing field most nights, Chris.
We don't know that.
We'd have to really go look.
We'd have to go look at every single at bat he had.
That's why you can't do it.
And with the Mitchell report.
That's why you can't do it. And that's why I'm just saying it's very hard to be able. That's why baseball didn't do anything, because they can't. They know it, that they can't go and handpick and
do
that.
Well, they also didn't want to completely, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Besmirch the game.
And maybe you have a class action lawsuit like that. Maybe fans ask for their money back. What about that?
I mean, right. That was a topic.
People all right, one real up. Quick, Jim in Texas. You got 1 minute, Jim. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, man, 1 minute's not enough. But anyway, I'll go ahead and give it a whirl. Hey, guys, I don't listen to you guys a whole lot because I mainly call locally, but I'm an Astros fan, cradle to grave, down here in Houston area. The Bond situation is, yes, he is the home run king. What everyone needs to realize, his hitting mechanics are top two or three ever. Period in the story. I've moonlighted as a hitting instructor. I could call back later and explain that to you, but his hitting mechanics are phenomenal. And to y'all's point about everyone was doing steroids, pitchers and hitters, so he was hitting on a level playing field. Case in point, the Houston Astros. Everyone is cheating. So to the national, you guys and the national audience, 2017, we were the white male to be the bad guys. Everyone was cheating. We were the ones that were made the fall guys.
Where are the reports that everyone was cheating?
Right.
No.
Where's the proof?
No, common sense. We can't go on common sense.
Hold on. Yeah, we need proof.
Thanks. We need evidence.
Right. And the problem is, Chris, and you know this too, the players were irate, the other players.
Right.
You remember that? Like,
yep.
They were like, everybody tries to get an advantage, but this was out and out, you know, using recording and banging on trash cans. We could go, Chris, and listen to the videos.
Yep.
And hear the banging in the background. For yourself, go look at them.
Right.
Go listen to the videos on YouTube.
Tell me you don't hear Ken being banged.
You do.
And you know I said I think they should vacate that title. But you know what? They didn't. So I acknowledge they were the champs.
Yep.
I mean, that's how I feel with Bonds. I know he cheated, but baseball acknowledges it. It's their game, fine.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
Easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
We need to change this opening because Alex brought in a box of donuts yesterday. So
I'm sure.
Just
what?
Letting you
and
know.
And not faux nuts. Did he really?
He did. They were
really?
They were tremendous.
Alex, you brought in donuts?
Yeah.
Alex?
What is going on?
You going way. I'm actually starting to get worried.
What you worried about, see?
You brought in donuts, not even faux nuts. You know I was a big faux nuts guy.
Yeah, Chris.
Except they cost like $25 per donut.
And Chris would eat a dozen of faux nuts thinking it wouldn't affect his weight.
Thinking I'm eating healthy, right?
Well, if you guys must know, there was a spot that just opened to me. They're called Dots and Dough. It's this new spot owned by a little family. I went in. They have some amazing donuts that are top tier.
Wow.
They're worth the money. I brought some in and blessed the fam.
Oh, nice.
How many? See, that's what happens. Once you
get a taste of that.
Yeah.
Thing. Once you break a barrier, Alex, you know what I'm saying?
Once you break a barrier, it is easy to keep breaking it.
Nothing
it's
will
easier
be broken.
To break it every time.
All right.
Let's get to it again.
Sorry, we need some Alex. Downloads, Alex. Let's make this
We got to get up the top of Tyshirt's Tower at trivia.
Alex, remember this? You're awesome.
You already know the rules. I don't got to go over them. Just make sure,
Alex,
though,
the best guy
you check out his podcast, the Anime Senpai podcast, the Shallow Oceans podcast, all of them. Alex is doing it. It's a... extremely exciting Thursday night game we got here between the Broncos and the Colts. All of these questions are themed towards Peyton Manning, who was quarterback and won a Super Bowl for each of these franchises. Flipped a coin during the update. Chris Broussard gets question number one.
See,
so let's get to
again.
It.
It's unbelievable.
You usually get it 90% of the time.
All right. He famously played his college ball for the blank Volunteers.
All right, Alex, you're ready?
I think
Alex,
so. Thanks for asking.
You ready?
You don't have to do all that, Chris. Just ask
Alex, now open your eyes.
All right, here we go,
sit
Alex.
Back.
Get ready. Remember my last clue.
No.
Get ready.
Remember last 2 weeks ago what I said.
All right, here we go. Nashville?
Tennessee.
There it is.
That is correct. 10 points for Chris.
I was
going to
say tuxedo.
Woo! No. What?
Tennessee tuxedo is a cartoon character. Okay.
Never don't heard use of that. That. Friday, tomorrow.
All right, here we go. Level number two, over to Rob Parker. Peyton is 2-2 as a starter in the Super Bowl with losses to the Seahawks and the New Orleans Blanks.
Rob, you ready?
You ready, Alex?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ben Maller's next.
Okay, here we go. Clergyman?
Rob, what are you trying to say?
That's a good clue.
It is. Think
is
about. Think
hold
about,
on, hold on. That's enough, Rob.
Go ahead.
Think about.
Saints?
That is correct.
Yeah. And Rob G, we don't need the help from you. That's
what
well,
he didn't
clue.
Say anything.
I'm not saying
Let
anything.
Let it go. It might be Maybe Alex don't know if it's a good clue or a bad
it
clue.
It was a good clue.
Just let it
All right, I'll tell you if it's
let
a bad
it link.
Clue. Level number three of the Peyton Manning edition of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Chris, when Peyton played for the Colts, he...
Bruce...
Sard?
That is incorrect. That was a good clue to you.
Okay, wait a minute. What did he just say, Rallis?
His clue was
Don't
Bruce.
Worry about it.
Okay.
You didn't hear it? It's too
I
late.
I said Sard.
Here we go. Batman.
Robin.
That is
what?
Incorrect.
Batman.
The same clue twice.
Let can I say that?
No,
nope.
Yes, you can.
That's no good.
Yeah,
nope.
You can. That's fine. I mean, it didn't work the first time. It might work the second time. Go ahead, Alex.
Give me the question again if you can. I'd love
Marvin
the question
Harrison
one more time.
And Reggie Blank.
Reggie
Batman.
Blank.
He said it again. Stop.
What was my first clue?
Bruce.
Yeah. Bruce.
Chris, Batman. Stop talking. You're cheating as much as Rob does.
He's cheating. Stop it. Three.
Is it
two,
Bruce? Man.
That is incorrect.
That was my clue.
All right, one more. I get one more shot.
One more.
Right?
Third and 38, by the way, here on Thursday Night Football.
Okay.
This is much more entertaining than what you're seeing on Amazon Prime. God. Go ahead, Rob. Okay. Last chance to steal.
And they throw a 10-yard pass to the out.
What was that?
Here we go. Batman. Oh, wait a minute.
No, that's your clue. We have the third Batman clue of this round.
This is getting,
back to Alex. The clue is Batman again.
Rob, don't give no more clues.
Come on, Alex.
No coaching. No,
I'm trying so hard. Give me the question again.
Marvin Harrison and Reggie Blank.
Wayne?
That is correct.
Yeah!
The steal.
Bruce, Batman. Come on, man. Wayne. Yes.
All right.
Back I said to Bruce. There's only one more.
Wait, something go. Fishy.
You
That's
guys said Batman three
on.
Times. That was great.
Is Rob up in the window, like, giving hand signals and all that?
Nope.
Level number four. Back to Rob Parker. Put some distance out here, Rob. The Colts ultimately moved on from Peyton because he had that brutal neck injury, and also because they lost so much. They got the number one pick and Andrew Blank in the draft.
Bad.
Question, Rob G?
Yes.
What was the question?
They drafted Andrew Blank to replace Peyton Manning.
And what was my clue?
And the clue was bad.
The clue was bad.
Bunny?
Not bad, Bunny.
All right.
Back to Chris.
Good?
Choices?
That is incorrect. Oh. Andrew Choices. Back over to Rob Parker.
Vegas.
Sin?
That is incorrect. Over to Chris. Last chance to steal.
Charms.
Lucky?
That counts. We'll take it.
Yes! Yes!
He said
yes.
That's not.
Let's go!
That's not.
That counts.
We are
so
tied up. 17-17. Okay. Back
go.
Over
this
to Chris.
Alex. Alex, I
last
said
one.
Vegas. Luck, bad, good.
We
oh,
know
luck.
It,
got
we're
it.
Moving on, Rob. We're
last chance. On. Last one. Chris, here we go. Denver Broncos, who played in, Peyton played for eight, 4 seasons, play their home games at the world-famous Blank High Stadium.
Altitude.
High?
That is incorrect.
High Stadium.
What is the, okay, give them the, just give them the other
They
thing.
Play at Blank High Stadium.
Okay. Oh, high. Yeah, I tried.
Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
For the win.
Club?
Are you being dirty right now?
You can't answer that question, Rob.
Don't answer.
But just get into the mind of a Rob Parker.
If I'm going into a Rob Parker,
that's another
this is
clue,
mile.
Alex.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Rob Parker gets the win.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
where's my music?
The cheating is out of
what
hand.
What cheating?
You know what? I'm filing a grievance.
Nope. Hey, you know
Rob
what? Rob
G's helping
said that
him
I won.
Out. That's a great clue.
What?
Get Alex. Into the mind of Rob, Alex.
Alex was like, are you being dirty?
Chris is mad because he gave the clue Batman twice.
I know.
Yeah, Rob
That's
gave
why
it a
my chest is stuck out.
Morning.
Oh, all right, Club. Boy, I'm coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Make you want to drop to your knees.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. It's the iCouple wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're broadcasting live from those studios. TireRack.com. They'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob, we talked about it a little bit with Eddie House. Yesterday, before the Lakers exhibition game with the Phoenix Suns, they lost 119 to 115. Anthony Davis was penciled in as a starter. But before the game, it was announced that he wouldn't play because of lower back pain. Rob, they sat him out. They said it was precautionary, which I believe that, you know, precautionary. But Rob, come on. This is not a good sign. I mean, he's been saying his goal is to play in all 82 games. He's been saying that he had the best offseason of his career. he knows how important it is for him to be healthy, for him to shake off that image of being made out of Charmin or made out of tinfoil. What's something?
Charmin is soft. What you don't want to say, Charmin?
And the second we can't get through, we cannot forget through. We can't get to the second exhibition game. It just, I get what you were saying about you're not going to make a big deal out of it because, you know, it is what it is. But Rob, it just seems like, man, he's going to, you know, it's going to be the same old Anthony Davis. And well, I'm not even blaming his mentality, but it's just seems like his body just betrays him.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You can't expect for a guy who's been hurt like every year, except for the bubble year, Chris, that it's not going to happen.
Which you got that huge break, too.
Right?
Remember
that? Yeah, that was the break. Because 4 months. Year, if they played a regular season, he probably would have been hurt at some point, and who knows if the Lakers would have been able to win that year. But they were able to squeeze out a championship in the bubble. But other than that, this is who Anthony Davis is. 82 games, Chris, good luck. I just don't see it.
I wonder, and I'm no doctor, and I could be completely wrong, but I don't know. Remember, Anthony Davis had a huge growth spurt, Rob, in high school. You know, he was a point guard early on in high school and had this huge growth spurt where he went from about 6'2 to 6'10, 6'9, 6'10. I don't know. I mean, same thing happened to Dennis Rodman. I think Scottie Pippen, too, if I'm not mistaken. So, and they obviously were fine, but I don't know, Rob, if that has something to do with it, but it just seems like I'm not saying the dude is soft, like mentally and all that. I'm not really blaming him. I'm just saying like his
hurt,
body
hurt.
Can't right. seem to take it. And there's definitely a genetic component to being built to play 82 games, 35 minutes a night for 10, 12, 15 years. He just might not have it.
I do want to ask you a question because you just said, you know, I'm not a doctor. But when you're having conversations or you're out at dinner or whatever, does your wife ever say, well, I'm a doctor? You know what I mean? Because everybody says, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But does she ever say, well, guys, you got this wrong because I'm a doctor? That would be
a
great
good
trump
question.
Card, right? That would be a great trump card.
That's a good question. My wife does not like sports. I mean, she's just not into it.
Right.
So we rarely have sports conversations.
And me too.
But it's interesting, Rob, to that point, we've been several times on a plane, at an event, at a game, whatever, concert, where she had to put on her cape and go into action.
Right. Oh, I believe
somebody got hurt or, you know, even on a plane once, I remember. And she had to go and save the day. She saves the day. She saves lives. I speak about sports. Pain!
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.